Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Well, we're complaining about the Giants and the Jets. A little back and forth Monday. Giants lose on Sunday night. The Jets have this shocking comeback on Tampa, but leave too much time on the clock and lose the game at the horn on a game-winning field goal. And after the game, after the debacle was finished, I was curious to hear what the head coach had to say. And I know that by listening to it all, it's going to do is aggravate me, because the reality is the Jets are 0-3. There really isn't anything that Aaron Glenn can say that's going to make me feel better. But he was asked after, you know, waxing poetic about, you know, things are different. The team showed a lot of fight. I don't believe in moral victories, but he was asked point blank about, well, what's so different about this team considering where they are? And his answer really bothered me. So I want to play it for everybody, and then we'll analyze. Here's the question to Aaron Glenn, and, of course, his answer.
When you say we're not the same team, you said in your opening statement, what do you mean? You're not the same team as what?
Well, we're not the same team as what everyone says, same old Jets. These guys are going to fight no matter what the situation is. There's no give up in them. I hate that term, and I really don't know what that term means, but I know this. They're not the same old Jets. All right, so these guys are fighters. I love these guys, and listen, we know we have work to do, and I said this before, this is not an instant coffee team, right? This is a team that's going to continue to keep stacking until we get to where we need to get to where we can consistently win these games, and again, I like where we're at, but I know we have a lot of work to do.
Okay, I want to explain it to you. Here's what it means. It means you lose all the time.
Same old Jets.
It means you find ways to lose all the time.
Same old Jets.
It means you're not good. It means there are different things you do over the course of a game, like, I don't know, on 3rd and 12, Tyler Johnson drops an easy first down, and then on 4th down, you throw the football short of the sticks and you get a turnover on downs. You guys were getting killed in this game. Let's not forget this. This was a 23-6 game in the fourth quarter. No one was thinking things are different in the fourth quarter of this game. And luckily, your friend and the former head coach of this team took his foot off the gas and basically said, all right, march down the field. Let's just try to kill as much clock as we can, and we'll hold on and win. That's how they showed fight. And yes, you want a medal for the fact they didn't give up and just lose the game 30-6? Great. Congratulations. But I want to make it very simple. I don't want them to be the same old Jets anymore.
Same old Jets.
And deep down, there's a belief I actually have in Aaron Glenn. So it ain't personal. It's not that I don't believe in him. It's that don't tell me things like, I don't get what this means. I don't get why people say this. You guys are so negative. We're so negative.
Yeah, but
you lost.
But Aaron Glenn can't even entertain that. He can't even talk about that. So in just defense of him saying we're not the same old Jets, I don't know what that means. He can't let that become a narrative of his regime. It just, because it sticks. If he even addresses it, then he becomes a meme. So he has to shut it down.
Well, he became a meme yesterday anyway because of the dance.
True.
The dance became a meme.
That's true. But
so now we're concerned about memes?
It's hard not to get excited.
Let me clarify something. Of all the things I may have issues with Aaron Glenn about, whether it's in-game decisions or the comments after the game, I will defend his dance to anybody that complains about it, because you nailed it, Tiki. In that moment, when Will McDonald blocks a field goal that should have made it a two-possession game and should have effectively ended this game and put us out of our misery, and he jumps the line, which was unbelievable. You could see it happening. And for those that watched the game, you could tell that Will was getting close on other field goal attempts.
Right.
So you could feel it. When he blocks it, picks it up, scoops it, and scores a touchdown, I was dancing too. Like, I jumped out of my couch, and I was pumped up. And then, yes, once I sat down, I looked at the clock, I composed myself, I knew we were screwed.
Right.
But in the moment, I was very excited. So I have no issue with Aaron Glenn showing that excitement. I don't need to hear him being lectured about that. I completely disagree. I'm on Team Glenn's side.
I agreed.
The problem is, don't tell me we're not the same old Jets until you actually prove you're not the same old Jets.
Yeah,
the
same old Jets.
He can't co-sign that. Because to him, he doesn't feel that way. He feels like his team has done some things well. Week one, played really great offensively and lost a crappy game to the Steelers at the end. You played terrible in week two, but the Bills are proven to be one of the best teams in football. And then, despite playing poorly, you actually fought. So, I know it feels like same old Jets, but it's also a different Jet team. They didn't lay down. They didn't just concede to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road and it was, I don't know, 85 degrees down there. They didn't do that. They fought in this game.
Great. What does that mean? You get a medal for that?
No, not saying you could get a medal for anything. You still lost. You're still 0-3. But as a new regime, all you can do is find the positives until you figure out what your team is made of.
They've given up 93 points in 3 weeks. Their defense has been abysmal. It has gone backwards. You know, Aaron Glenn can make this speech to us once the Jets put a few wins in there. And he says, hey, guys, remember that game in Tampa?
Yes.
That taught us a lot. Hey, guys, remember that week one against Pittsburgh? That taught us a lot. But in the moment when they're 0-3, there's nothing to take out of it.
Right.
Until you turn it into wins, there's nothing to take out of it. And then he continued sparring with reporters about, well, there's a lot of time left in the season. Listen to this. Tell me, Aaron.
We're 0-3.
Yeah.
How many more games do we have left?
14.
That speaks for itself. We have a lot of games to go play, and you can build on this. You can build on this. The one thing I don't do, which I understand that New York media tries to do, is the negative parts of it, but I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to let you guys deal with that. You know, we're going to look at the things that we did well, and we're going to continue to push forward because we're going to improve, and we're going to make sure we get over that hump. I do know that.
Do it. That's
the all right answer.
Do it.
By the way,
do it.
Why did all the media respond like he was a fourth grade teacher?
Because they're intimidated by him.
How many games we got left? 14?
do you think someone raised their hand and be like, I got it, Mr. Glenn. I think it's 14.
Right. I think that was a rhetorical question.
There are four games coming up. In Miami against the 0-3 Dolphins, home against the Cowboys who can't stop a nosebleed, home against Denver, and home against Carolina. You know what you want to do? You want to prove you're not the same old Jets?
Mm-hmm.
Go win 3 out of 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Such a loser. Win 2 out of 4 games.
Do you believe that they're going to do that?
No.
Why?
Why? Because they've given up 94 points this year.
Okay, but why? But you believe they can?
I don't know what to believe anymore about this defense. Like, Sauce Gardner has not been great. He also got banged up in this game. Luckily, returned to the game. Though I did not see him on the field on the final drive. And I watched it 3 different times just to see if I was mistaken.
Yeah.
Brandon Stevens is terrible. Cisco's not any good. Like, I think their secondary may be borderline atrocious. So, and Quincy Williams is banged up. So the defense, which was supposed to be a strength, and again, it allowed 93 points through 3 weeks and has given up, you know, a billion yards on the ground over the last two. Like, I don't know. Is it just going to take time to learn Aaron Glenn's system? Or are they just bad?
I don't know if it's learning his system. I think it's just playing consistently. The other question is obviously the quarterback. With Tyrod Taylor. They corrected everybody on the air yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Tyrod.
It's Tyrod, even though when I asked Tyrod directly 2 years ago, is it Tyrod or Tyrod? He said, oh, my mom called me Tyrod, but everybody calls me Tyrod, so I've just gotten used to hearing Tyrod.
Interesting.
So, I don't know, whatever it is. It doesn't even matter. You know who we're talking about. But when, is he, you're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Quarterback next week? Or is it Justin Fields coming back from a concussion?
See, that's an interesting question. We'll get into that a little bit later on, because not only do the Giants have a quarterback question, as Brian Daboll about an hour ago did not commit to Russell Wilson starting the next game, Week 4, the Jets may have a quarterback question, too. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Plus, Joe B. will join us at 4 o'clock, 888-808-1019. Let's talk to a Giant fan, much like Tiki, who was in the building last night. Derek in Staten Island, did you enjoy your Sunday night?
No, I didn't enjoy myself, but one of my sons is a Chief fan, so that made it even worse.
You know what, Derek? I was trying to figure it out yesterday. We'll keep you here for a second so you can ask a question. There were a ton of Chief jerseys there. And when they did the national anthem, it wasn't, you know, home of the brave. It was home of the Chiefs. It felt like the Chiefs were taking over, at least the noise. You're not a Chiefs fan, right?
No.
Your kid is a Chiefs fan because of the success, correct?
One of my kids, yes.
What happened to him? What about the other one?
Well, that was at Tiki. It was actually my fault. I don't know if you remember the Brady Bucks Chiefs Super Bowl.
Oh, yes.
So we were going to a Super Bowl party. I bought one of them a Bucks shirt and one a Chiefs shirt. And then he became a Chiefs fan.
Right. Then they messed around. Right. Of course.
That is your fault. That was my, I can blame myself.
Yeah. Good job, Derek.
Yeah. Thanks, Tiki. listen, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I got the same feeling as you did.
Yeah.
I'm at that game yesterday. I saw you on the screen. I saw LT on the screen. Eli came out, was throwing balls with the guy.
Yep.
You guys got more cheers than anybody in the building last night. And, you know, it's baseball season hasn't ended. And the football season's over. And I know the narrative's changing now because they might go to Dart.
Yeah.
But my problem with this Giant team goes beyond Jackson Dart. He's a kid. We don't know what he is. They have no identity. And it's been a decade long. Like, your teams, you knew you were running the ball and playing defense. The teams in the 80s, similar thing, running the ball and playing defense.
Yep.
Aside from the Giants being lousy, What are the Giants? You know, I mean, it's
that's a great question.
I go to this game. Right. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. No,
what are they?
So it's interesting. I think they're going to become more of a run-first team. I think with Cam Scadaboo, hell, we saw it with Tyrone Tracy, who started the game. He was fantastic on that first drive, and then he got dumped on his shoulder, and we haven't got a full update on what it is yet. It's a dislocation, I think, or something, whatever it was of the shoulder. He might miss a couple of weeks, but I think they want to be able to run the ball. But it's really defensively where we thought this offseason they were building their barn, right? It was all these edge rushers. Dexter Lawrence, who still feels like he's getting his sea legs underneath him. He hasn't been impactful as we want as a three technique or a D tackle or nose, whatever position he's going to play. The secondary hasn't been consistent. Like, you're right. I think we know what we want this identity to be. They're just not realizing it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem with the Giants. It's not that they're bad players. I think they're good players. It's just nothing is coming together. And that's where you start blaming coaching.
Yeah, no doubt. It feels like on the defensive side of the ball, the only player who through three games I could definitively say has had a positive impact consistently is Brian Burns.
Yes.
That'd be my one guy.
That's true.
Like, Dexter Lawrence has disappeared at times. Drew Phillips will make plays, but then will make a lot of bad plays, including some brutal penalties. Like, Abdul Carter hasn't made the impact that we all figured he would make. So, and Kayvon's okay. Like, he's fine. But it feels like the only impactful player through three games on the defensive side of the ball on a consistent basis has been Brian Burns.
Yeah. And he has. And we thought he was hurt after he hyperextended his knee, but he came right back in. So, crisis averted.
Let's go to Joe in Glenhead. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? I think Namath might have sold his soul. You know, 100 years ago to win us our one Super Bowl that wasn't even technically a Super Bowl. And as a 22-year-old, I have no memory of a good Jets team. And I'm at a loss. I mean, it's just, I don't even see the end of the tunnel. I don't see the light. There's no getting out of it either. I mean, we got quote-unquote good young players who are getting older every day. I mean, this is already year four of Garrett and Sauce. And Sauce is, you know, not been a non-factor the entire year, and we couldn't even re-sign DJ Reed. And not only that, I had to watch the Nationals hacky sack their way to a series win. And it's just, it's like the worst. I can't win. It's the worst day I can remember of being both a Mets and a Jets fan, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
No, I feel you. The only thing I could say, I can't believe I'm uttering this sentence, but it's true. I hope our last caller is a Knicks fan. Because at least you have that.
I was going to say, because the Nets aren't going to give you anything to get hyped about either.
No, I'm dead. Forget me. Screw me. I'm dead. I'm a carcass on the side of the road. But to our last caller, who's only 22 years old, which means he has seen nothing good from the New York Jets. Like, do the math. He has seen nothing good as a Jet fan, which almost makes me wonder, how did he survive his childhood and remain a Jets fan?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a true story. My neighbor, who listens to the show, is a big Jet fan, just like me. Big Yankee fan, too, but a Jet fan. And he was texting me after the Jet loss and said, you know, my youngest son looked at me and said, I don't want to be a Jet fan. I want to be a Giant fan. So I said to him, I said, have him stay up late and watch the Giants. Don't worry. This too shall pass. And, of course, it did. He was embarrassed by the Giants. And so I said to him.
So he became a Chiefs fan.
Well, I said to him this morning, and tell me if this is the right answer. I said, look, I cannot blame a young child from saying, I don't want to root for these decrepit franchises. Mm-hmm. So what's the NFL team that a young child can pick where we won't be offended? Because obviously the Eagles are really good. That would offend you.
Of course it would.
The Chiefs.
Anybody in either of our divisions don't work.
Got to rule them out.
The Chiefs, they feel like you're jumping on the bandwagon. Even if you're a young kid, you don't realize how big that bandwagon is.
So I found one. I found the perfect team. I found the perfect team.
There can't be history as well. It can't be like the San Francisco 49ers.
It's not the San Francisco.
History there.
Exactly. I found a team with a limited history against us, both of us, and a team that's good. Okay, so we got the good aspect.
Consistently good?
Pretty, relatively.
Okay.
And here's the key. Likeable. Okay, because it's easy to say, well, pick this team. They haven't done anything to you. Like the Chargers. Like, oh, how about the Chargers? Is Jim Harbaugh likable? Not really.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the team that we can allow our children to root for, good team, solid team, even though they had a bad loss yesterday, would be the Los Angeles Rams. Bam! The L.A. Rams!
Why?
Why not?
Because the problem with the Rams is that at some point they're going to get really bad.
You know why I disagree with
that? They've sacrificed their future to win the championship 4 years ago, whatever it was. And Matt Stafford's going to age out, and Stetson Bennett is their backup quarterback.
So here's why, despite everything you said, you still pick the Rams. You don't want our kids winning a championship. Okay, they can't have a title that easy. You just want them to be good.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to be good.
I think with Sean McVay running that franchise,
I think Sean McVay's going to retire and go get into television and make.
Okay. You really think he's going to do that?
Clip it. You heard it here.
I agree with you.
Drop it.
Damn it. All right, so they're not a good choice is what you're saying. No. All right, we'll have to fight somebody else.
Honestly, the easiest choice is just pick any team you want in either of the South divisions and bank on their future. Spin the wheel. They're so irrelevant to all of our teams. You want to be a Texan fan with C.J. Stroud?
Fine.
You want to root for Travis Hunter with the Jaguars?
Fine. Yeah.
You want to root for Daniel Jones and the Colts? Fine. Even the NFC South. Like, I know you lost to him yesterday.
Tampa Bay, fine.
Baker Mayfield,
they're
go
mostly
for
harmless,
it.
And Baker's awesome.
Yeah. You want to go with Michael Penix and the Falcons? Have a blast. I think those two South divisions are so irrelevant to our existence up here.
That's a good point.
And close enough to get on an airplane and go to a game.
And there's not really history. Yeah. I mean, Tampa, the only history would be the Super Bowl year, but we beat them.
Right. Go root. You love Nashville? Go root for the Titans.
Fair enough. But these are the discussions we have to have as parents now, because we can't force our kids to actually be Jet and Giant fans.
Yes, you can. That's the other part that's wrong. Yes, you can.
I think of all the South teams, I think the Texans are the one.
Yeah, that may be the answer. That may be a good answer. Their history is so limited.
Yes.
Which is perfect. Let's go to Ken in Floral Park. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. Hey, Tiki, before I make my point on how I think the only way the Giants are going to get relevant again, I've come to realize that there's three constants in life: death, taxes, and the Giants losing in prime time. Do you know what their record is since 2018?
It's one and something, right?
I think it's 3-21.
Oh,
like,
geez.
Really? That's a record? I mean, schedule makers, stop putting them on prime. It's insane. I can't watch it anymore.
Right, and we got two more of those this year.
Yeah, And Tiki, this is my main point. And first of all, I knew they were going to lose the game last night when the guy committed a PI with 7 seconds left before the half. I said, that's it. I know they're going to lose. But here's my main issue. The constant for the Giants since the last Super Bowls is that they continually hire first-time head coaches. Now, I got to give Brian Daboll credit for the first year. I wanted to hire Brian Flores. I don't know if Mara is going to give him another shot. But if he moves on, they have got to get like a Pete Carroll, somebody who's had success as a head coach. That's the constant. They're constantly getting first-time head coaches.
In fairness, though, Pat Shurmur was not a first-time head coach. Yeah. He had head coaching experience. Wasn't good.
But it was quick. It was quick enough. I think what Ken was saying, though, because I could hear what he was getting at. You need a coach who's had success elsewhere.
Yeah.
Someone who has gone through maybe the ringer, but has put together a true winner.
Right.
Consistently. So that there's a pattern, there's a plan, there's a I know what to do to make this team successful. And part of that is, I guess I was going to say that could be a coordinator who was just on a team that had a lot of success, like Shane Steichen. Like Shane Steichen now feels like he was just a competent quarterback away from being a good coach. Because those teams with Anthony Richardson, who was bad over his first couple of years, were in the playoff hunt. They were playing meaningful December football.
Right.
Just Anthony Richardson couldn't ever really figure it out. And then you go get Daniel Jones, and he's not setting the world on fire, but they haven't had a turnover and one punt in three games. So Shane Steichen's a good coach. He came from a good pedigree with the Eagles, and it feels like he's finding his footing. So finding that guy is what I think Ken is referring to. It's easier said than done.
No, it's very difficult.
Good coaches don't get away from wherever they are.
And unfortunately, we go through this cycle with both of these teams every 3 years. Like the same discussions, the same ideas, the same, we need a new head coach, and then we hire someone, think they're the answer, they may get off to a good start, and then it's rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat.
100%. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy
Week 4 desperation matchup between the New York Giants hosting the L.A. Chargers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
A specific mistake made by the Jets late in this game that could have changed everything. We'll get to it, plus more of your Jet and Giant calls at 888-808-1019. Report out of Dallas says that CeeDee Lamb is probably going to miss 3 to 4 weeks with a high left ankle sprain that he suffered in the debacle to the Chicago Bears. The Cowboys do play the Jets week 5. So, doesn't look like CeeDee would be available to face the Jets in a couple of weeks. Now, here's my one big critique in terms of a decision that could have been made at the end of the Jet game that could have changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when Will McDonald blocks the field goal attempt by Chase McLaughlin, he clearly did the right thing by scooping it and scoring it.
Yes.
You cannot, on a blocked field goal in which you are trailing by 6, so you need to score a touchdown, tell him, oh, get down at the 5-yard line so we can milk some clock.
Yeah.
Like, if you needed a game-winning field goal, maybe.
Yes.
But when you need to score a touchdown, you can't be that arrogant to do that. So yeah. That, to me, is a non-issue. Will did the right thing. Here's the issue, and I believe that Aaron Glenn and the Jets should have learned this from Todd Bowles. On the Tampa Bay drive with a minute 41 to go, Baker Mayfield is taking shots down the field. And by the way, everybody was open.
Yeah, they're trying to go score a touchdown.
Absolutely. They're trying to score a touchdown. They're trying to get big chunks of yards. Clock be damned. On the Sterling Shepard second down play, so Tampa Bay is at the Jet 38-yard line. If the Jets stop him right there, you're looking at a 55-yard field goal, which, let's be honest, he probably makes, but I'll take my shot, right? It's still a long field goal, and we could all complain and talk about, it was Chris Boswell. It was what's-his-name against you guys. It's like, here we go. We just lose to long kicks.
Brandon Aubrey.
You could have named 4 guys, so we get it.
That's true. I just stopped at Boswell.
Right.
Once Sterling Shepard across the middle has that 20-yard gain, what I would have had my guys know is let him score. Because when you bring him down at the 18-yard line, the game's over.
Yes.
They're going to milk the clock. They're going to set up a very makeable field goal, which McLaughlin had, and the game is over. So Bowles did this a week earlier. We talked about it on the air last week and gave Todd Bowles a lot of credit. Like, great foresight. That's what Glenn and the Jet defense should have done. Because they had no shot of stopping them at that point. So let Sterling Shepard score a touchdown. And you know how much time was left, Teak?
There was a minute and 41 seconds.
Dude! A minute 35 or whatever it was. There was so much time left. The Jets would get the ball back needing to score a touchdown.
The problem is they would have had to have told them in the before the series started.
Yes! Yes! Isn't that coaching?
Yeah,
like if they get the ball anywhere near the 20-yard line, let them score, especially if there's more than a minute left.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just watching it. The ball snap on 38. It's a quick pass. He catches it on probably a 35.
Let him go.
And yeah.
Dude, let him go. That was the only shot the Jets had at winning this game.
No, you're right. You're right. Because once he catches that pass and gets 5 or 10 yards, game's over.
It's done.
Yes.
So the criticism of McDonald, that is unwarranted. This is the real criticism. And it's not like crazy because we've seen teams do it. We saw Tampa Bay do it a week earlier.
Yeah, against the Texans.
We saw the Giants do it subtly yesterday.
Did they do it yesterday?
Nobody talked about it. Nobody picked up on it. At 16-9, when they got that ball down to the 1.
Oh, yeah.
With like, I think it was like 6 or 5 minutes of the Giants were going to need 2 scores. Everybody stops as Kareem Hunt waltzes in. And there was like videotape going out and everybody was like, well, look at all these guys not moving. They're quitting.
You think they scored on purpose? Oh, really?
Yeah, I think because they knew they didn't have a kicker. They couldn't bank on a 50-yard
being down
field
by
goal.
10 made no difference than being down by 13.
Exactly.
Because we got to go for it anyway.
And yes. We need 2 possessions to go all the way down the field and get touchdowns.
That's a good call by you. I didn't think about that at all.
I didn't either, but I think you're right.
I think you're right.
It felt obvious to me. Yes, thank
you. No, it's a good job by you. You don't have to rub it in now by saying
it's a win for me. I'll take it. Tiki said I was right. For once, I'll take it.
I said it too.
Tiki,
and I never say you're right.
Aaron Judge deserves the MVP.
Thank you. Even though Kyle Raleigh is 2 away from 60.
I know.
Don't waver now. I just gave it back.
Oh, I'm not. He still doesn't deserve to win the MVP.
Well, I just got an email 20 minutes ago that Kyle Raleigh is the new betting favorite to win American League MVP. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because last week it was still Judge.
Yeah. You know what happened? I think besides him getting to 58, they swept the Astros.
Yeah.
They're winning the American League West. So I think it's changed the MVP race. That's a good call by you, Sean, because I really didn't think of that. But considering the circumstances that the Giants were in, it made sense to just let them score.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot more teams, depending on the situation, start to take that strategy.
And that's what I think the Jets should have done. Now, do I think Tyrod Taylor's leading them 70 yards down the field to score a touchdown? Probably not, but yeah. I've got a puncher's chance at it.
Right, but they don't have the big play potential with Tyrod Taylor. Like, you're not having an 80-yard play or a 70-yard play.
Why not? He's got a big arm. Arian Smith can burn even though they barely used him. Why not?
I don't know how big his arm still
is. All I know is that gives them a better chance.
Oh, I agree with you. But I'm just saying I don't know how big his arm still is.
Yeah. That was the mistake I saw at the end of this game. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Lee is on Long Island. What's up, Lee?
Hey, gentlemen. All right, so I'm going to rant for 5 minutes, and then you guys can just tell me that I'm a lunatic. First off, it's beyond aggravating that next week after the Marlins take 2 out of 3 from the Mets, Citi Field is going to be a Spirit Halloween, which is more aggravating on top of all this. But with the Jets, two things. There'll be a couple things quick. First off, they have to start making face mask a reviewable call. Because Michael Clemens did not commit a penalty, and he got that penalty on reputation yesterday.
That's true. That's
true.
Yeah, that is that is a definitive call. And 15 yards, automatic first down, is a game changer. So that's just my first nitpick. Regarding the Jets, and you were saying before about the defense and how atrocious they are, Bosa is so grossly overrated. The entire secondary can't cover. They always allow screens and quarterback scrambles to go for huge gains. They never cover running backs coming out of the backfield. They don't have any turnovers this year. That you didn't even mention that part, by the way.
You're right.
And if I remember, Aaron Glenn, he was a defensive coordinator, and this defense has gone backwards. And you had said something about, you know, Tyrod Taylor not being able to go 70 yards, not having a big, you know, having a big arm. That's not what they do. They throw the ball looking for the pass interference. And that's exactly what happened yesterday in the first quarter when they got their 36th holding call in a row, or the NFL record, and it's 3rd and 19. They don't convert. They get another holding call, and instead of taking the 4th down, Aaron Glenn goes them back 4th to 20, 3rd and 29, and they throw the ball looking for the pass interference, and Sauce commits the pass interference.
Yes.
So it is. I mean, and so that's the strategy, by the way, when you need to get the ball down the field.
You're right.
It's no longer about getting a burner.
Yeah.
It's about getting a ticky-tack call that's going to give you that automatic first down and a spot foul 30 yards down the field.
Right. It's almost it's a skill to do it that way. And it's interesting because I think about the Pat Mahomes one that he manufactured on Drew Phillips. That ball was thrown 60-something yards in the air, and it felt like it was underthrown. It's probably on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it forces the defender to now catch up and then come back through the receiver to get to the ball.
And you get the call.
And you always get the call. Even if it's ticky-tack. Because Drew Phillips, I don't think that was an egregious pass interference.
Right.
I mean, he had his hands on him, but it didn't prevent the incompletion.
Well, and the Sauce pass interference that he's referring to on the endless Tampa Bay opening drive, in which, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that, with the constant barrage of penalties against both teams.
Yeah.
That was not pass interference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That was a bad call. But to his point, that's how you get and bail yourself out of a 3rd and 29. Mm-hmm. You throw the ball down the field, and maybe you will get that ticky-tack call. But he is spot on. I want to take you back to that opening drive. Remember, Jets are up 3-0. Tampa has the ball. They're marching down the field. Quinnen gets called for a face mask. That one was legit. And the Buccaneers are committing constant holding penalties, right? It's 3rd and 9. Jets get good pressure, incomplete pass. They're about to get off the field. They're going to attempt about a 48-yard field goal. But they call hold.
Yeah.
So Aaron Glenn's like, you know what? Screw it. Let's move them back. Kind of push him out of field goal range. 3rd and 19, let's try it again. They get another hold. It's now 3rd and 29. And Lee is so spot on. I'm glad he brought it up. I texted a buddy of mine saying, what are we doing here? Why can't we decline one of these?
Yeah.
Get our asses off the field and call it a day, because you're giving yourself too many opportunities to have something bad happen.
Well, you're giving an offense that has explosion in it. Abuka is a great young wide receiver. Mike Evans is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. And Baker Mayfield is a gunslinger.
Yeah.
But you're not afraid.
But also, to their credit, and you're right, your defense commits nothing but mindless penalties.
Yeah.
So you're allowing one more opportunity for your team to do something stupid. Right. And what happens on 3rd and 29?
Right.
Even though it was a bad call, I think Sauce didn't commit PI. You still gave the officials an ability to throw the flag. What happens? Right. First down. And then it happened again and again and again. And then on 3rd and 14, they got called for another holding. And I'm like, you know what? We're doing this again.
Mm-hmm.
And they accepted it again. It's 3rd and 24. And luckily, they got off the field. And after all of that, Bucks kicked a field goal anyway. What we need to learn is, until this team proves they're disciplined, decline the penalties to get off the field.
Yeah, concede the field goal.
Yes. I couldn't believe that. That drove me nuts early in the game. And, yeah, the Jets weren't committing as many penalties as Tampa, but how about you take advantage of those penalties as opposed to having that drive turn into 3 points anyway? So you didn't take advantage of how bad Tampa Bay was. That's the other problem I had with the Jet performance. The Buccaneers tried to hand the game to the Jets based on their penalties and based on their soft defense in the fourth quarter, based on everything at the end of this game, and the Jets were like, nah, we're not going to take it. And that's a problem because that game was handed to them. And instead of running with it and getting your first win of the year, it turns into a typical, painful, gut-wrenching Jet loss. What else is new? Let's go to, I'm angry today, I'm sorry.
I can hear.
Try to be calm. And we haven't even mentioned the Mets yet, playing like gutless cowards for the last 4 months. And don't give me any positivity today. Today would be the day I could slap Tommy in the face.
Mm.
And I like Tommy.
Wow.
But today would be the day. Don't give me any positivity with this band of just horribleness that is the New York Mets.
Good thing you're on the other side of the glass, Tommy.
But you know what? He is on the other side of the glass, and I'm going to give him a shot. Hey, Tommy, what's your confidence level the Mets make the playoffs?
It's 100%. It's been 100%. It remains.
Sean.
100%. All right, forget that. What is yours, Evan? Forget them.
Oh, you want the answer?
Yeah.
2%.
Look, there you go.
They're dead.
It only took a little bit of time, but finally got there.
Dude, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. Destiny is now out of their hands.
But they got the Chicago Cubs, who don't have anything. I guess they do have a little bit to play for.
They got to hold on to that first wild card spot.
That's true. It's a good point.
And by the way, they could be playing a little league team. They just lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals, who tried to hand the series to the Mets.
But then you get the Marlins.
What the hell does that mean? Is this supposed to make me feel better?
Yes.
The Mets could go 6-0. They won't, because they've played gutlessly. But they could go 6-0 and still miss the playoffs. They have lost all control.
Right, because they're out right now.
Yes.
Currently, they're even though they're tied with the Reds, they're out because the Reds have the tiebreaker.
That's right. So my confidence level is 2.6%. Mm. What's your confidence level? Give me a percent.
I think it's a little bit higher.
A little bit higher?
Yeah, I'm going to say 10%.
10%. Sean.
You're going to hate my answer. It's 0%.
0%.
Okay. I've gone totally the other way back. Things don't happen like this to the Mets, and then they somehow survive and get
it. Yeah.
That's what just...
Because you can't even find the reason.
Exactly.
Because XYZ pitching matchup is going to be perfectly aligned for... No, that's not
going
to work.
Part of the reason I was going the other way with Evan was they were going to beat the Nationals.
By the way, I told you that reverse piggyback was going to falter.
That's not why they lost.
I told you.
But that's not why they lost.
But it is why they lost.
They gave up three runs. How about the Mets score some runs against two guys with ERAs over five? He didn't lose because of the tag team.
He pitched three innings.
BS. They gave up three runs. They lost this game because they couldn't score a run.
Clay Holmes would have held them scoreless.
I don't buy that. I think they did the right thing. I'm going to do more on this on the Rico tonight. I'm going to do an off-day Rico. But that is blasphemy. It's not the reason they lost.
I was sitting with Hoff. I said, Hoff, what's the reason? Because the Mets chat wanted to know. Why'd they switch Manaea and Clay Holmes? I was like, maybe it's a lefty lineup, heavy lineup.
Heavy lefties at the top.
But it really wasn't.
But that's not why they lost, Teague. They didn't score any runs.
Clay Holmes, when he did it, held them scoreless.
So what does that mean?
Or two. He gave up two runs.
But they also scored runs that night. We were there. No, not eventually. They scored a bunch of runs early in that game. Mm. We were there that night. Remember we almost missed all five runs in the first inning?
Yes.
They did not score runs. Don't give me this reverse piggyback tag team crap.
Yes.
Well, you're wrong. I mean, you can say it as much as you... I don't really want to hear a freaking word from you.
I promise you I won't say anything about the
Unless you're not going to say something dumb.
I promise you I won't say anything about the Mets.
Promise me you will not incite a riot.
I won't. Go. I promise.
Go.
Would you agree that the Reds have not been playing with any pressure because they've been chasing?
Yeah, I don't think they had the pressure.
Well, let's see how they handle it. Because guess what? Now they have the pressure.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Too bad the Mets are going to lose 5 out of 6 and it won't matter anyway.
Do the Reds care if they make the postseason?
Well, I think once you get to that moment where you have it in your hands, you don't want to blow it. But I think that is actually a fair point.
I think that is
an absolutely fair point.
It is, but...
He was very smart to not bring up the Mets.
I kind of doubt that, though. Because the Mets still feel the pressure of missing out, epically collapsing if they don't make the postseason.
Well, he wasn't talking about the Mets. He was talking about the Reds.
I know that.
The Reds need to make the playoffs now. But the pressure's on them.
No, but he was making the parallel that the Mets, who are now out of a playoff position because of the tiebreaker they don't have with the Reds,
right,
will play pressure-free.
No, that he never said that. If he said that, I would have slapped him. So he didn't say that. He just brought up the Reds.
That's what I inferred. That's what I thought you said.
And doesn't, in the back of your mind, if you're not a Mets fan, don't you kind of want the Reds to get in? They just lost Joe Burrow for the year. It's all these people got.
Shut your mouth. Now you want me to slap you? You want me to become violent today?
You're saying, you feel bad for those fans?
No. Let's go to Diego in East Meadow. What's up, Diego?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Dude, I cannot watch a game that Brian Daboll is the coach anymore. Like, they go in unprepared. And I get the quarterback play is the problem. But that's not the only problem. This team is fundamentally broken. No situational awareness on defense. And with yesterday, like, I understand Russell Wilson isn't what he used to be.
Yeah.
But if you see him struggling, Daboll can scheme a couple plays like just to get him in rhythm, like you talked about before, maybe a jet sweep or a screen. It's like he lets him struggle and does nothing about it.
Well, in fairness, is that Dabes or is that Kafka?
Well, Dabes is the head coach. So even if it's Mike Kafka, the buck stops at the top.
Of course it does. But if you're getting specific, who are we talking about?
Probably Mike Kafka at this point, right?
Yeah, especially in the red zone.
Yeah.
I haven't loved the play calling in the red zone from jump.
Let's go to Frankie on Long Island. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, last night after the Mets got embarrassed by the terrible Washington Nationals and then watched my football team get embarrassed on national television once again, I sat back and thought to myself, well, why am I a sports fan? Like, why do I do this to myself? And listen, with the Mets real quick before I get to the Giants, I just got to say, Cedric Mullins, I can't stand this guy. He is on that list of worst trade acquisitions with Daniel Vogelbach, Darren Ruff, Cedric Mullins. I can't stand this guy. And then last night, with the New York Giants, listen, Daboll was just
teasing about potentially starting Dart. If this guy does not start Jackson Dart, I'm going to lose my mind because I have zero faith in this team. Listen, well, I don't even know what to say between the Mets and the Giants.
Yeah, Frankie, you're the reason that Dave's is treading in interesting waters. Because you've set the expectation now that Jackson Dart's
going to be absolutely.
The guy. And if it doesn't happen and Russ is bad, forget it. You've lost everybody.
Brian Daboll has so screwed up this situation, in my opinion, royally. Number one, Jackson Dart should not have been the backup to even create the environment we saw last night where he marches on the field and he comes off the field. That's number one. Number two,
he could be the backup, just don't put him on the field.
Yes, but I think even being the backup gives you closeness to what you ultimately want. Yeah. If you made it clear...
But if he's there by injury, it just feels different. There's zero pressure on him if he's there by injury.
No, but he's still there as a backup where when Russell Wilson struggles, you're going to chant, we want Dart. Are you chanting, we want Dart if he's third string and not dressed? I don't think you are.
Dressed. He's got to be dressed because of the emergency.
You get my point. He's not available to play in the game unless two guys get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay? I think that created, a bad environment. And then now, with what he said earlier today, and we'll replay the comments in a little bit. You could always rewind on the Odyssey app to about 2:30. He opened up the idea of not starting Russell Wilson in week four. You can't now not start Jackson Dart. He's right. And the other thing that our last caller said, I have seen many dumb things before. Cedric Mullins not running and stopping between first and second because he was concerned about Lyle laying there in left field as a ball is in play is the single dumbest thing maybe I've ever seen. And it essentially cost the Mets the game. He was given a freebie by being allowed to go back to first base because, remember, he got thrown out going to second after 10 seconds of confusion. If he kept running like you would think a baseball player would do, it's possible it's an inside-the-park home run. It's possible he's on third. It's possible he's on second. Instead, by the gift of God, he goes back to first base. And on the next pitch, Lindor lines out into a double play. Cedric Mullins and Jose Siri both deserved to be DFA'd for the garbage we saw from them over the weekend. They won't be. They will not be held accountable. Maybe Tyrone Taylor will be activated and save us from the mess of center field that we've seen. But that was an inexcusable mess. And someone who has a real strong opinion on all of that is Joe Beningo. He joins us in his weekly spot in a few minutes with, I'm sure, passionate thoughts on what happened to the Jets and what happened to the Mets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.